Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing this week, Serpents of the Soul. And the passage of scripture we've been looking at is found in Numbers, the 21st chapter, verses 4 through 7. And 4 is really the significant one we've been focusing on. The subject is discouragement. It says, "The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." And discouragement, while it might start just in a small measure initially, if it is not checked, if we are not careful to recognize the process which can occur when we let the enemy get to us, we will find ourselves, just like Israel, speaking against God or speaking against scriptural authority as they did against Moses, they becoming critical and judgmental and complaining. They did not understand what God was doing because they said, even though they had been told their God was moving them into a land of freedom, a land of milk and honey, they charged Moses that he brought them out there to die. And so they were definitely in conflict. And the Word of God tells us in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse 23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The Amplified translate that last phrase, "the springs of life." Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And unchecked discouragement, when full blown, can be complaining at everyone and everything, including against God. They actually confess that's what, after fiery serpents were released and bit them and they were dying, they then repented and came to Moses in verse 7. It says, "We've sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." Moses did. And the Lord told him to create a bronze serpent upon a pole. Those who were bitten and looked at that brazen serpent were spared. And it's the type of Christ on the cross. And so we see that sometimes our self-destructive actions and attitudes hinder the purposes of God. There is a correlation in Scripture between the tongue and fire and serpents. I didn't explain that the other day. I said, how prophetic was that? Well, I'm explaining it now as we go into some verses of Scripture. The first I'll share with you is found in James, the 3rd chapter, verse 6. And he says, "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, so that it defileth the whole body and setteth on the fire of hell, on the setteth on the course of nature and is set on the fires of hell." And so that's exactly what happened. There, they started complaining, and everyone, their neighbors, were affected by the disgruntled, and they also, then they became complaining and embittered and were speaking out against God and speaking out against Moses. In Psalm 140 and 3, in that psalm, David is asking deliverance from the evil man. And he says, "They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. The malice of the wicked by their sharp tongues is likened to a serpent." And so basically what happened, we see serpents, God let loose serpents among them. He gave them the fruit of their doings. "The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and much of Israel died." And so, beloved, Our attitudes, far more than our words, allow the serpent, the Satan, the enemy of our souls, to bring death and great destruction to our spiritual progress, to the attainment of the blessings of God, to our inheritance in Canaan. And while we are not being led into a, quote, promised land, in the spirit we are. There are great and many, exceeding great and precious promises that God has given to us. The question is, will we believe them and will we act in obedience to them? And just as God dealt with the children of Israel, he deals with us. We may make a confession of Jesus. Oh, he's my Savior. He's my Lord. But God allows circumstances in our lives because I fully believe nothing happens to a child of God that God does not allow. Now, does that mean everything that occurs is of God? No. There are Satan's testings. Look at what happened to Job. As I said before, he's my hero. Look at all that occurred to him, the loss that he encountered, all of his wealth, his reputation, his children, his family. His wife says, curse God and die. And he goes through all of this without understanding or explanation. And yet God's purposes were being served. Number one, God was being vindicated before the courts of heaven. Satan accused God. The Lord says, have you considered Job? There's none like him in all the earth, a perfect and a just man who escheweth evil. God draws his attention, Satan's attention to Job. And then Job throws back in God's face, oh, it's just because you bless him. Take away his blessings and he will curse you, to your face. And of course, the wonderful thing is that Job does not do that. He says, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him, even though he did not understand. And yet he also had lessons to learn. And we see that God is a gracious God, and he does not willingly afflict the sons of men, but he allows chastening. He allows events to occur in our life that are not pleasant. We will have testing. We will have trials. We will have tribulations, but God has a purpose in all of them. Just like he said very clearly regarding the children of Israel, he allowed that great testing in the wilderness to prove them, to see what was in their hearts. And that is the same. God he doesn't change his dealings. He wants to know what's in our heart. And many times he will allow very difficult circumstances to occur because then we can see what is in our hearts. He knows already what's in our hearts, but many times things are hidden that we may not be aware of. And when we go through times, difficult times, and I love it, I've been through hard times. I have not gone through this discouragement process in years past very well. I am learning, thank God. It seems like it's taken a long time. That's true for all of us, I believe. Some of us don't pick up very quickly the lessons, spiritual lessons God wants us to learn. And he has to say, you know, you've come past this mountain long enough. How many times do you have to go through the same thing before you get it? But our dear God is, he's a patient God. Yes, he is. He's our husbandman, our Father waits patiently for the precious fruit of the earth, and he knows exactly how to prune. He knows what to take from us. He knows what to add. He never gives us more than we can bear. That's the promise we have. I don't care how troubled, how distressed, how discouraged you may feel today. God has a plan for you, and he's going to bring you through this. He's testing you to see, will you praise him? Will you trust him? Do you doubt his love for you? Do you doubt that he's heard your prayers, your cries? Has he not seen your tears in the night? And that's the very thing that he is looking to see. Will you trust him? As Job, yea, though God slay you. I'm just going to obey the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have not abandoned you. I have not deserted you. I am with you. Lo, have I not said, I will be with you until the very end of the age. And Do not allow discouragement to set up in your heart, for I am making a way for you. I have heard your prayers, and I will cause the work of the enemy to be defeated in your life, and you shall go forth through this time of testing, going through the fire. Has my word not declared, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you? Though you walk through the waters, they shall not overwhelm you. You shall not be drowned. You shall not be cast down, for I, the Lord, lift you up. My everlasting arms are underneath you, says the Lord, and I will carry you in your times of weakness. I will bear you up in my holy arms, that you will not be defeated. I will protect you, says the Lord. Only know that I would have you to love me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and that you shall have no other gods before you. There shall be no other thing, no other purpose in your life than that of loving and seeking and serving me. I am a jealous God, and I will have no other gods before me. Yea, in this age, men do not bow down to graven images, but they pursue the gods of fame and of fortune and of money and of entertainment and of diversions and all sorts of things that please the flesh. But I will have no other gods before me, says the Lord, and I would have you to worship me in spirit and truth. And as you persevere and as you endure, says the Lord, you shall see victory given, and you shall rejoice on the mountain of the Lord, for you shall know that your faith has been expanded, and you shall know that nothing shall be impossible to you as you trust the Lord your God. In the time of trouble, call upon me, says the Lord, and I will deliver you, says your God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just heard that last phrase. I think that's actual scripture. I can't tell you where it is right now, but praise God. It's truth. He will deliver those who call upon him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we will continue and perhaps conclude this message on serpents of the soul. And may God continue to enlarge your understanding, my understanding of how to come through the battles victoriously, not just to be rescued, but to walk in victory. Amen. That's my prayer. That's my heart's cry for you. I love you deeply. UCM partners, I pray for you every day. My radio family, even though you've never written, although the announcer will give our contact information if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, I invite you to write, and I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.